So just coming towards the end of the Bloggers 2012 Olympic tour. It was fairly brief. Fans of building sites would have loved it. Cynicism aside, the aquatic centre was pretty spectacular already. It's got a very, very striking design. The main athletic stadium, well, it's like any old football stadium, to be honest. A lot of work has already taken place here. It's the first anniversary tomorrow.
These are some of the hoardings which have been created by children from 17 of the local schools, secondary and primary schools. They've given us their take on what 2012 means to them. The ODA have done quite a number of projects with local schools, actually. They've done sort of role-playing projects around sort of keeping safe around construction sites, some creative projects. We had a velodrome competition where children were invited to design their ideal velo park and things like that. So it's part of a kind of a fairly sort of extensive programme of community involvement, because it is happening on people's doorsteps, so we do need to make sure that people are happy and involved and feel really proud that the Olympics are coming to their area in 2012.
What struck me was the site. The actual size didn't seem that vast. Think of the Olympics as this billion-dollar industry.
So we're going to head off back to Stratford Regional Station now, which won't take very long. Just as we leave the park, just to mention that obviously the Olympic Park isn't the only place where sporting action is taking place in 2012. There's a number of different venues across the country. For example, the football tournament is going to be taking place in Football Stadium up and down, so Old Trafford, Millennium Stadium, Hampden Park, etc. Tennis is going to be in Wimbledon, equestrian, Greenwich, canoeing in Broxbourne in Hertfordshire, and sailing in Weymouth and Portland. So hopefully people in different parts of the UK will be able to feel involved and will have an opportunity to go and watch. We're going to have about 9.2 million tickets, which are due to go on sale in 2011. We'll also be recruiting a number of volunteers. I don't know if you're aware, but a lot of the workforce for the Olympic Games and Paralympic Games, it has to be manned by volunteers, so people who come and fulfil a whole range of jobs, some of which will be sporting specialists, but also people who have general skills, language skills, people who are able to welcome the world to London in 2012. So we'll be looking for 70,000 people. We already have a lot of people who expressed an interest in that project, and we'll be starting to tell people about how they can apply, hopefully from next year.
Yes, so we're heading back towards Stratford, and I was just saying that...
As we head back, does anyone have any questions? Anything not covered?
Usual bloggers wall of silence.
Okay, well, please do incorporate the email address, so if you have questions or comments, I'd love to hear from you. So thank you very much, really. Thank you very much for coming on our tour. It's been really good to have you here. I would appreciate feedback if there's something that we didn't cover, figures that you'd be interested in coming to see, because obviously we'd like to kind of extend this to other people and maybe have you back, you know, come back in 3 months, 6 months and see the progress that's been made, and of course come back in 2012. Thank you.
Yeah, so I think that the point I was going to say is it doesn't seem that big. This is a huge, huge global event, and I'm not quite sure on what scale I was expecting. Maybe that's a good thing, so perhaps if you're here in 2012 to watch some sport, or if you're one of the athletes, you can get around from the Stratford venues, hopefully with relative ease. It was certainly more walkable. A lot was made here, understandably, from the PR point of view, of how green the games are going to be, and also the whole legacy issue, because that seems to be the message. Wait and see what the reality is. There wasn't a great deal to really see. There's just a lot of scaffolding, lots of piles of soil. The soil's being washed, as we were told in great detail. And I'm still kind of really undecided towards the games. I think I'm swaying in general. It's got to be favourable, because the area did need some kind of regeneration, and it certainly has got that. But I do have a concern. I am kind of worried that it's going to be wonderful for 2 weeks. A huge massive party, and then as the various venues are scaled down, we heard about how the top bowl of the main stadium can be retracted. There is a fear, I think, that the whole Olympic venue could become a bit of a ghost town, and unless it really is properly used by the public and the local people, then, you know, it could just really be a bit of a white elephant that's just left there. But that's left to be seen. I have quite enjoyed the tour. I'm running out of time, so I'm going to stop.